This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Dental Download Podcast is your source for insight into dental school, conversations with dentists, specialists, and leaders in the industry. With new episodes every Monday morning, I'm your host, Haley Schultz. Let's get into this week's episode.
Studying for boards is one of the most challenging parts of dental school. We all know that. And once you're done with those major didactic years, you might be a little out of routine of having to actually study really hard. I know that I was. But thankfully, we have INBDE Bootcamp to make preparing for boards easy. I use INBDE Bootcamp for my boards, and I passed. I love how many practice questions they are and how similar they are to the real exam. The videos were also insanely impactful to me because it took things that we'd learn in school and presented them in a concise way that was easy to remember, and it highlighted information that's actually on the exam. So you know I'd have to get you a deal on my favorite test prep. So thank you to INBDE Bootcamp for sponsoring today's episode. You can go to bootcamp.com/INBDE and use code HaleyDental10 for 10% off your bootcamp subscription.
Hi, everyone. So we have another guest here today. And Laura, could you just take a minute to introduce us and your company?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Laura Bryant, and I own and operate a digital marketing company called You Aspire Digital Marketing. I've been doing that for 10 plus years, handling marketing healthcare practices. And then in the past year, we got a new venture called Learn Social 365, which is a social media platform for dental providers to provide turnkey social media content. So that way, there are, plenty of things at the fingertips, making marketing and branding easy on social.
I'm excited to kind of dive into what you all offer. But before we do that, just looking more broadly, like, how is marketing for dental offices different than marketing for other industries?
Yeah, that's a great question. Especially in healthcare, every type of healthcare practice and market is different. The industry is unique in that, especially right now, there's a lot of fluid movement around the country. So you, more so than ever before, you have people moving into new pockets and new areas. And even if, they've grown up, say, we're in Nashville, Tennessee, but let's say they grew up in Nashville, Tennessee their whole life, but then they, start a family and they move out to the suburbs, it's unfeasible for them to go to the dentist 45 minutes away from where they grew up. So they're continually looking for a new provider. So especially in dentistry, I feel like there are a lot of people continually searching for a provider. And the way that they're doing that largely is by referrals and online. So specifically for dentists, because the demand is so high, pretty much everyone needs a dentist. It's super easy for a dentist who want to be targeted to utilize online marketing platforms to really go after new patients because it's just low-hanging fruit.
And how do you kind of figure out like what the patients that are going on looking for a dentist online, how are they searching? Are they Googling? Are they looking on an Instagram? How are they kind of going about their search process and what's catching their eyes?
Yeah, that's also a great question. So initially, do we find that most people looking for a new provider, so taking the cosmetics part of it out right now, just looking for a new basic provider for general dentistry, they go online. So they go into Google, they search. They'll either search dentist near me, dentist in, name their city, best dentist in XYZ city, that kind of thing. So they go into the website, and that's where the website really is crucial. They'll either like what they see and stay on for 15, 20 seconds. So from Google Analytics, you can actually tell a lot about behaviors and what clients like. So what we know immediately is clients like learning about the provider, about the team members, and they want to see a tour of the office. Those three things are the most crucial part of a website. After that, we'll dive into reviews, different types of cosmetic procedures, that kind of thing. But then ultimately, especially with the emerging patient population, they go into socials. They want to learn more. It's that connectivity that we're so used to now, I think, in every part of our lives, because social gives us a deeper dive and we're learning more about our brand. So they are then going from the website into socials. If they like what they see, they typically go back in through the site and either schedule online or make a phone call. But those are the steps that we see through Google Analytics. We can also see in Google Analytics a referral pattern back to how many people were in social and then went through those links and came back into the site.
And does your company provide any resources in terms of kind of structuring websites or content to put on like a website homepage, or is it purely for social media pages?
No, we actually do. So the co-founder of Learn Social 365 is actually a web developer. So we actually met each other through me actually hiring him for dental sites that clients had hired me to come in. So I would have a dental client hire me to come in and they wanted to do online marketing. If their site wasn't appealing, I felt like it was a waste of their resources to push it out there for people to be unattracted to them. So I began hiring, his name is Boris Carbalosa, Boris, who would go in and rebuild these clean and modern and very attractive websites. So we actually do offer that service. So we do build out websites. We do full service digital marketing for our dental providers, which is amazing because we see most people see a growth from an average of 35 to 50 new patients a month to well over 100, literally almost instantaneously. And the social component of that was really to ensure our success because we had all these providers who were working with us, but we understood that that final step was that we could get them into their website. We couldn't get them to say yes unless they validated them. And then their presence on social wasn't what it needed to be. And all of our clients were asking us for our help on social. So that's how we created Learn Social 365. It's just an answer to the request of, you know, how do we get more social media content and how do we make this appealing?
While we're talking about it, can you just explain more what Learn Social 365 is and what it offers?
Yeah. So it is a turnkey platform that provides social media content specifically for dental providers. And we did it based on five content pillars that were the five different types of content that we saw audiences who are looking and searching for a new provider that they were most attracted to. So educational content, like just basic education of, you know, how do I know if, you know, I need to call about my tooth pain, or, you know, educational content about cosmetic procedures, expertise. We found that the audience really wants to hear from the provider and the team members, just establishing their expertise. It doesn't have to be incredibly clinical, but it does need to be, you know, like the answer to their questions where they feel like, okay, you're the expert. You know what you're doing. I feel comfortable coming to you for all things. So we developed content that basically demonstrates that expertise for those providers. Then, of course, we all want entertainment. We want to be entertained by what we see, but we don't want cheesy posts. So that part really took in a lot of effort and a lot of, you know, deep diving into the psyche of the user, of what we saw, even from influencers gaining traction. So we use that type of information to come in and create that. And then engagement, you always want them interacting with you. So we do all kinds of fun things for that. And then casual posts, and that's like your holidays or tagging local businesses and using that leverage to grow your number of followers and also make more people in the community aware of you. But it's literally you log in as a user and you pull off content from one of those five pillars. Literally the caption is written in there and the instructions of how you make it your own through your own brand, through Canva, and put your colors, your logo in. It literally takes anywhere from 15 seconds to 2 minutes max to utilize those content pillars.
And we talked a little bit about this before we started recording, but are there kind of consistently new options being put onto the platform if people are posting often? Like, how often is that refreshing? And are you just gathering new things from your own data to build those different templates?
Yeah, we actually update content all the time. So every month we're adding in new batches of content into all 5 of those content pillars based on what's happening. As you know, events are unfolding, what we see on the back end of Google Analytics with the clients that we work with, we utilize that data and information to help everyone with content. So yeah, it's constantly fresh. We're adding in more and more reels, scripts for lives. I know that, you know, when providers go live, a lot of providers have trepidation about that. They don't know what to say or what to do. So we go in and create scripts, but we also add in fun things. I mean, at the core of who I am as a marketer. So I go in and we create marketing elements that our practices can use far beyond social. Like, how do you encourage people in your office to scan and go on your socials right then and there? Well, you should have QR codes in every single room that point to your socials. Now, if we just have a QR code up, they're not going to do it. But if you create some marketing pieces that go in your office, they will do it. So we add pieces like that onto the site. It's fun for us. So we're constantly adding in new content based on what we see trending.
And if people are interested in checking it out, how can they find out more?
Yeah, so they can go over to learnsocial365.com. So it's just learnsocial and then the numbers 365.com. And it's pretty simple. All the information is there. You go in, you subscribe. It's a monthly subscription, so you can cancel it at any time. You can go in and pay annually. I mean, you have some practices that do that because it's a pretty substantial savings. Our goal when creating this was to make the annual cost of this less than what it would cost a practice to hire a social media contractor for 1 month. So the average cost of a social media contractor is between $3,000 and $4,000. And that's our cost, you know, for the year. We're at $3,700 for the year or $379 a month. And then I think we're going to offer $50 off per month for your audience as well.
Awesome. And I have a few more fun marketing questions, that things that just kind of I always wonder about. So what kind of ads are most effective? Is it those people that are at the top of the Google search? Is it scrolling through an Instagram story? Like, where do you find people actually go to the website and maybe are more likely to actually become a patient from that too?
Paid search, hands down, paid search. So Google paid search and the banner ads that we create. So interestingly enough, we know if a potential patient is out there searching for a dental provider. So we reach them in 2 ways. So number one, we reach them by being first in those paid search ads and really want to attract and get them in. But let's say the practice that we're working with, that they didn't choose to go into one of our paid search ads. Well, we still know behaviorally through search that but they were looking for. So then they could be on Carrot.com or local news station or Fox News or MSNBC or whatever.com. And all of a sudden, ads for that practice is, you know, they're popping up and finding them. I mean, you've all said, oh my gosh, my phone heard me talking and now I got this ad. That's very much how it works. But that actually is the most effective because we're meeting people at their time of need. And we know that based on everything that they've searched. Where social plays a role, it's just in validation. And I think it's a crucial part of, you know, the circle, of closing the circle. You will attract and win more patients through paid search and programmatic digital, but they will still check that box to validate you on social.
And I believe you mentioned it earlier, but in terms of numbers, like how is the conversion for using your services or just professional marketing in general compared to people that literally have nothing online? I know some dentists that literally don't even have a website still.
Well, that's scary. So I don't know how they're growing without a website. Yeah, I mean, it's really remarkable. For the majority of practices that I've worked with, when we came in, if they had not done any type of marketing prior to us, like online, not meaning that they didn't sponsor a local sports team or do print or something like that, but if they had never done digital marketing. Now, I recommend is on average, they're getting anywhere from 35 to 50 new patients a month. Once they begin digital marketing, that number will go on the low end to 85, on the high end, 150. I mean, it just depends on what the market demand is. I have one dentist that I actually have to turn her marketing off and then she'll fill up. And then she's added two reminders since working with us, because she's initial call me mid campaign, be like, I can't take any more new patients. We have to stop. And that's a great problem to have. That's, you know, the phone we aim for. I just had a practice in New Jersey, not dental, but healthcare. She came over with us and in August surpassed her entire quarterly goal in 2 weeks with new patients. So especially for practices who have never been online and done any type of marketing, it's a huge gain. I mean, and they can expect to like pretty much double what they're currently doing.
Is it important for a practice before they go into a service like yours to understand their ideal patient and the demographic that they're trying to reach? Does that affect how you're going to recommend that they use your service, or is it kind of broad and it's going to catch everyone?
Yes and no. So a lot of it really depends on the location and where you are. So I base my demographic targeting and the way we word our post based on the location of the practice. So I know a lot about who I need to reach based on where the practice is located. And so, so I'll tailor that marketing to that audience. But traditionally, and it depends, like in rural areas, this is a much bigger radius, but traditionally you are going to go anywhere from 3 to 5 miles out in a 5 mile radius from a dental practice, right? And then in a lot of cases where we market, I mean, it's like, there's one city right outside of Nashville where, I mean, there are like 4 dental practices, literally they're back to back to back next door to each other. So I just do a 3 to 4 mile radius and knock out all their competition because they're not marketing. So, you know, that's what we do. If it's a rural area, I mean, that could be up to a 20 mile radius. And then we just tailor that marketing to the audience that I know lives there.
And what, I guess, is your recommendation for people to actually use some kind of professional marketing help as opposed to just DIYing it? Because we talked about this as well before recording, that a lot of dental practices, if they are on socials, it's a very small following, or it's not, they haven't posted in a year or something like that. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think it's detrimental to a practice for any new patient to be going to your site and not see the post for over a year or to see 120 followers. And the reality is you should at least have the same number of followers as you do patients in a year. For most practices, that's an average of about 3,000 per provider in the office. I think it sends a really bad message. I do understand that in every type of business, there's that part of you, especially as a business with practice, where you want to cut costs. And I think what's happening is everybody who's social, in particular, social, and I'll talk about other types of marketing, but social in particular, as I can DIY that, I can post anything on social. But the reality is it never happens. Or they'll test someone in the office that they feel like just came in, that is, you know, all very young, they're fresh, they understand socials, I'll put them in charge of my socials. This happens all the time, which is a great idea in theory, but what happens is that person is not a marketer. And even if they sit on social media and play for 6 hours a day, to understand marketing language and what appeals to someone, you know, who's looking for a provider, that's totally different. So cutting costs there really means that basically what you're doing is eliminating your new patient base, because you're definitely not reaching them if you aren't taking proper marketing steps. Like, I could never be a dentist. I could never walk into a dental practice, put on a white coat, and take care of someone's teeth. I don't know how to do that. And I think the same is true when it comes to marketing. If you aren't doing some sort of marketing in your community, especially in areas that are heavily populated or suburbs of larger cities, someone else is. So they're going to reach your audience. And it's not that difficult. You really just want to hire a really good, savvy digital marketing agency that's going to get that low-hanging fruit. Like, just like I said, looking in Franklin, Tennessee today, 3 dentists, I think it was 3, doing paid search, but there's at least 50 dentists who are in the area. So those 3 are likely to get all that, you know, those new patient searches.
That makes a lot of sense. And I really appreciate all your insight that you've shared with us tonight through our conversation. Is there any kind of take-home message you want to leave listeners with before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think that you get out of things what you put in, right? So I know that it's so scary to step into marketing, especially for providers who either haven't, you know, gone down the path of digital marketing, or for new practice owners. It's so scary to feel like you're investing into that. And then also if you don't know how much to invest, like you're really freaking out. So I do want to tell you that, like, on average, most of the practices with us spend between $3,000 and $5,000, and most of them spend closer to that $3,000 range. So digital marketing doesn't have to break the bank. But I do think that being afraid of it really limits the potential for growth.
Thank you for that. And thank you so much for all your insight tonight and for letting us know more about what you have to offer. I'll be sure to put the link in the description of the podcast so people can check it out.